called the Very Hungry Caterpillar. What's that?
A spider.
Okay. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. You see the egg on the leaf?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't see it. Okay.
One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop, out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. He's cute, huh?
Yeah.
He started to look for some food. Mm. He must be hungry. What color is the caterpillar?
Green.
What color is the sun?
Orange.
Okay. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. What color are the pears?
Is it yellow?
Yes, it's yellow.
Well, they're pears. Yellow and green.
Very good.
Green?
Okay. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. What color are the plums, Carol?
Blue.
Blue, okay.
I never see.
On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. What color are the strawberries?
Red. What color are these? These
purple.
Those are plums.
You already did that.
Okay. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry.
Yeah.
Hungry all the time. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon.
Mom, how about this?
That's salami. That's three pieces of salami, actually. Wait, Cal. That night he had a stomachache. I can see why, huh? He ate too much.
But this is.
You think he ate those holes in the leaf?
Yeah. He did. So he just took it to make a hole in here, and hole right there.
The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that he left. You're right, he did eat through that. Oh, wait a minute. After that he left. No, he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out. What's he going to turn into?
Butterfly.
How do you know? Oh, he's beautiful.
Yeah.
No wonder why he was hungry. He had to do all that, huh? He was a beautiful butterfly. Oh, he was beautiful. Oh, that's nice. Very nice.
What we wanted to do is wrap up together with both of them there, and then a book of their choice with just you and one of them.
Alright.
So, whoever chose that one.
Yeah.
Is that from Cal?
Cal, did you pick up the four things?
Yeah. Okay, Jay, if you don't mind, maybe if we could come play something in here while Cal.
Will you show her the other star comes, honey? And then I'll read that other book to you.
And you know what? When you're here alone, after reading the four things, get him to just tell me for a few minutes about something that you did, and then we'll do the same thing with Jake.
Okay. The four scenes. Sorry, Jim Henson's Muppets.
Okay.
Hurry up, we're starting the play. That's what she says. Yoo-hoo, it is I, your little stage manager. Tell me when to drop the snow. Get back, Grover. Everyone can see you. Sorry. oh welcome to our little place. We're ever so glad you could join us today to praise the four seasons that make up our year. But hearken, cold winter, the first one is here. Am I first? I'm so nervous. You know, Bert. You know.
Okay, you're waiting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, winter's the season for cold and for snow. For snow, the snow grow over the snow. Oops, sorry. The ground is all icy so flowers can't grow. You miss them, Grover. It's supposed to snow on Bert. Though winter is chilly, it's also quite nice. You can sled on the snow, you can skate on the ice. He's bringing in the snowman. Come on, Horace, let's get out of here. I guess the snowman's getting close. Oh my goodness, who's next? Spring. Spring comes after winter, silly. Hey, Harry, get out there. Then after winter comes heavenly spring, when the snow starts to melt and the birdies all sing. Cue the birdies of springtime. Tweet, tweet, oh, tweet, tweet, oh, sassy, tweet, tweet. Enough, Grover, enough. First the sun starts to shine. Then the rain starts to shower, and up from the ground grows a beautiful... What grows?
Flower.
I'm next. Three cheers for summer when it's sunny and hot. The beaches are open, the schoolrooms are not. Oh, where did I put the sunshine? There's tennis and baseball and fishing and swimming for boys and girls, and for boys and for girls and for men and for women. Hey, Grover, it doesn't snow in summer. Uh-oh. Winning? It's supposed to be woman. Sorry, I could not find the sunshine. What's Cookie Monster saying? Mia. Me apple tree with real apples, see? In autumn we harvest many good things to eat, like corn, squash, and pumpkins, and apples so sweet. Apples so sweet. Sweet apples, me love too. Hey, watch it. Eat them. Apples, not bad at all. Cookie, stop eating your cottage. In autumn, the leaves turn red, yellow, and brown. And when the wind blows them, the leaves fall to the ground. Oh, Mommy, I'm going to fall. Uh-oh, Grover's falling. Here comes the leaves. Leaves, not bad either. We've told you four seasons and the fun that they bring. They are summer and autumn and winter, fall and spring. They're just like four letters we're holding right here. You put them together and they make a year. A whole year. There's no business like children. So you got winter, spring, summer, fall. What kind of year is it right now? What's that? What?
No.
What did I keep telling you when school gets out? What time of year is it? What? When do you go swimming? What time? What time of the year do you go swimming? Okay. Do you remember when we went to pick apples?
Yeah.
What time of the year is that? Alright, let's talk about last Sunday when we went to that really nice park. Can you tell Anne about that park?
What kind of things are at that park, Cal?
Did you want to tell her about the place Daddy took us with the waterfall? What did we do at the place where the waterfalls were? Sit up and tell Anne. I can't hear you. Tell Anne what we did when we went to that beautiful...
I'm a little closer so I can hear you better.
Remember we went to that beautiful place? after we went to that really nice park, we went to that beautiful place. Come on. What do we do with the rock cutting? Will you tell her what we do with the rock? What do you want to say? You want to say something? Talk. What did we do yesterday? I can't remember. Do you remember what we did yesterday? Oh, I remember now. Who did we see? Did we go out to lunch?
Yeah.
Who did we go out to lunch with? What? Who would you like to lunch with?
Kelly.
He doesn't want to talk.
You don't want to tell me? Cal, can you tell me about Transformers, maybe? Because I don't really know that much about them. I know that they turn from things into robots or something, but do you have a Transformer you can show me and tell me about? Games you play with these?
Yeah.
You don't know? But you're the one who plays with them, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you play with them with?
Well, what is that one supposed to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is it, though?
A lion.
A lion? A lion? I thought that one was like a dragon. Not a dragon, no.
Dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
Has a mouth open up?
Mm-hmm. What's this one supposed to be?
Yeah, I can't figure this one out for the life.
A bug.
A bug?
Yeah.
And what does it turn into? It turns into a god? Can you show me?
They think robots are gods.
You have to move all those pieces a certain way. See, I couldn't see his face before, so I didn't know when I had him as a guy.
That one doesn't make sense.
This one turned into a dinosaur into what? From a dinosaur to a... Did this turn into a guy too?
Yeah.
Am I doing it right? Probably not. Oh, there's the head. Oh, these are his arms with his gums, huh? And then... something. Okay, well maybe, do you want to go get, Jake? And you can go find Ken for a while? That's fine.
His personality.
Yeah, I figured that pretty much from school because I went to his classroom at school.
He's like a strong silent type.
Yeah.
He's always been quiet. His brother's the big one. The big loud mouth one.
Hi, Jake.
Okay, who's gonna have a book? Did you have fun playing with Cameron?
You need a tissue.
Can I grab a tissue over there for you, Cameron? It is supper time on the farm. The animals are very hungry, but where is Farmer Joe?
Farmer Joe's bad.
This is an older book. Oh, want to get that frog out? The horse stamps in his stall. Nay, nay, says the horse. Can you say nay?
Nay.
I want my supper, but where is Farmer Joe?
Yeah, he says that.
The cow jangles her bell. Moo, moo, says the cow. I'm very hungry, but where is Farmer Joe? Do you know what the sheep say?
Baa.
Yeah, the sheep sniff around the barn. Baa, baa, says the sheep. We're waiting for supper, but where is Farmer Joe? Well, what do the chickens say? Cluck, cluck, says the chicken. Give us our supper, but where is Farmer Joe? The turkey fluffs his feathers. What does the turkey say?
Papa.
Yeah. What does the turkey say?
Hey,
gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Says the turkey. My food, but where is Farmer Joe? The ducks waddle out of the pond. What does the duck say?
Quack, 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 quack.
Yeah. Supper time, but where is Farmer Joe? The dog runs about barking. Woof, woof, says the dog. I want my meal, but where is Farmer Joe? The cat rubs it up against the post. The cat say?
Yeah, yeah.
My dish is empty, but where is Farmer Joe? The pigs snuffle in the trough. What do you say?
No
pink.
Wink. Wink,
wink. There's nothing to eat.
Look at the baby pig.
He's a cute one.
Yeah, that bottle piggy is the daddy one.
Okay. There's nothing to eat, but where is Farmer Jones? Farmer Jones is out in the field. 6 o'clock is Farmer Jones. It's supper time.
Oh, it's right there.
There he is. He goes to get food for the animals. He gives oats to the horse. Nay, says the horse. Thank you, Farmer Joe. He gives grain to the cow. Moo, says the cow. Thank you, Farmer Joe. He gives turnips to the sheep. Baa, says the sheep. Thank you, Farmer Joe. He gives corn to the chicken. Cluck, cluck, to the chicken. Thank you, Farmer Joe. He gives wheat to the turkey. Gobble, gobble. Thank you, Farmer Joe. He gives barley to the ducks. Quack, quack. Thank you, Farmer Jones. He gives bones to the dog. Woof, woof, says the dog. Thank you, Farmer Jones. He gives milk to the cat. Meow. Thank you, Farmer Jones. He gives mash to the pig. They eat mash. I'm hungry too, says Farmer Jones, and off he goes for his papa. See, that's interesting to find out what the animals eat. Ducks eat barley, and turkey eats wheat. They make bread out of all these things. And corn to the chickens. They don't make bread out of turnips, though. Turnips to the sheep. Grain to the cow. Oats to the horse. Like oatmeal.
Yeah.
Pretty good, huh? What were you going to say?
You're going to say something.
What were we gonna say?